When I arrived this morning, I said that I would need a knife to cut some fruit, and this is the lot that the steward gave me to cut a peach. So we'll be all right. Last September, when our son, who's in his late 20s, knew that we were moving to live in Surrey, 10 minutes away from Hampton Court and 20 minutes in to Waterloo from our house, we had a phone call the month before we were due to move. It was at midnight, and it was Andrew, and he said, as you are going to be just 10 minutes from Hampton Court and 20 minutes out of Waterloo, wouldn't it be lovely if I came and lived with you too? And I thought, no. And then I heard my husband on the phone go, son, you know there's always a room here for you. I thought, oh my goodness me, we'll never get rid of him. That's a tip to you, Selena and Paul. Get your act together. Niall's lovely at the moment, but at some point you might want him to move on. So Andrew moved in as well, and I said, that's fine if you move in then, but I don't want all your clobber with you. All your stuff will need to go to Grandpa's. So all his belongings are now up the M1 at Luton with my dad. But the thing is that when your children come back, they bring their friends with them as well. So I will come home and open the fridge, and invariably the shopping from Aldi is much reduced after Andrew and his friends have been in. Christmas Eve, he brought a group of mates round, and he introduced Sam and I to them. And he said, this is my mum. She finds Jesus in everything. And then he smiled and he said to his mate, see that bowl of fruit sitting there? She'd even find Jesus in that. Well, what an opportunity for a bit of evangelism, I thought. Sorry, I'm having trouble with this microphone a bit, aren't I? Is that better? So I said to Andrew, I said, Andrew, do you live a segmented life? Is your life like this? And I peeled the orange. And I said, is part of your life focused on work? Is part of your life about your friends? Is there another segment of your life which is about watching the TV? About going to the gym? About going out drinking with your mates? About going on holiday? About being on the internet? Being on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram? Or do you live a life that's like this peach? That has a wholeness about it, and at its centre is Christ, on which you build your life. Now, as you can imagine, for my 20-year-old, I just got the, oh, mother. I think more often than not, we live that segmented life, however hard we try. And our readings today give us some insights into that, I think. I think the first thing St. Paul would say to us would be, do you really understand what that stone in the middle is? Do you really understand the gift of salvation that you've been offered by God through Jesus. Do you understand that it's all God's gift, that Jesus has done the work for you? I think that this morning, Niall is our sermon illustration. That wonderful prayer that I said to him, for you, Jesus came into the world. For you, he lived his life. That prayer is relevant to each one of us. For you, Jesus came into the world. For you, he lived his life. For you, he died his death upon the cross. For you, he rose to new life. For you, he sits at God's right hand and prays for each one of you. And all this before you know anything about it. We love first because God loved us first. Our gift of salvation is a free gift to us. And Paul says all we have to do is receive it. There is nothing we can do to earn it. So he would say this morning, do you understand what that stone in the middle of the peach is and the gift you're being offered? Our second insight comes from our gospel reading. And I love this reading of Jesus. He's there teaching by the seashore. And it's a story where Jesus shows his feminine characteristics. Because he's able to multitask. He's teaching away, and then, out of the corner of his eye, he sees those who will become his disciples, and they're fishing. And he can tell that they've had a bad night fishing. He can tell from the slumped way they are, the way that they're not by the seashore gutting fish. No, instead they're fiddling and mending their nets. They've been out for the night fishing and they've had a bad night and they've caught nothing. And they're all putting off the moment when they've got to go home and tell their wives that they've caught nothing. And he sees their discouragement and their depression. And so while he's teaching, he says to one of them, Peter, put out your boat, and they get in it together. And then they go out into the sea, and then he turns and he carries on teaching to the people on the shore. But then noticing how despondent Peter is, he says, put your boat out, go and try again over the other side. And Peter goes, oh, do we have to, Lord? Very much like my son might go, oh, no, do we have to? And Jesus can see what Peter can't see. This abundant shoal of fish. And of course, then we know the rest of the parable, that Peter puts the nets down, as all the fishermen do, and they have this super abundance of fish. And this is the message to us this morning. That God doesn't mean us just to get through life. He means us to live life to the full and for it to be a good life. I came over to Woking on Friday afternoon to meet with the superintendent and to have a meeting here. And on the way back from Woking to Walton, there was a wonderful programme on Radio 4 that I listened to. It's called The Listening Project. I don't know if any of you have heard it. But what happens is two people get together and they have an in-depth conversation. And then it's recorded and it's put in the British Library for posterity. And as I drove home on Friday afternoon, there was a mum and her daughter talking on the radio. And the daughter had suffered terribly from anorexia. And she was talking with her mum all about the terrible time that she had had. She'd been so poorly that she'd been admitted into hospital several times. She'd had 2 years of therapy, and that still hadn't helped. And then one morning, she woke up, and she had what can only be described as an epiphany. She said she heard the voices in her head telling her that she was worthless, that she was no good, that she was fat, that she was ugly. And then it suddenly occurred to her, she didn't have to believe them. She didn't have to believe them. And that there was a life there that was better than this, better than the one she was living. The wonderful parable this morning is a parable about a God who wants us to live a life that is abundant, not just getting through. And therefore, we don't have to live a segmented life, being defensive, just coping. We can live a generous life if it's based on Jesus. And then finally, the last point I would want to make from our stories today would be this. In the story of Jesus talking to his disciples and the miraculous catch, what we find is that Jesus turned to Peter and told him to put his boat out, and then Jesus got in the boat with him. What we sometimes forget, I think, when troubles come along and we face challenges, is that Jesus is there in the boat with us. Today, standing up in front of you and talking, I can really feel that Jesus is with me and in my boat. But tomorrow at 9 o'clock, I'll be back at the Maudsley, and I will be a cancer patient again. And I'll be getting in that queue for the blood tests, and then waiting 2 hours for the results, and then waiting to go to the clinic. And I will have to really work hard to remind myself that Jesus is still with me and still in my boat, and that I don't have to face those things alone, but that I face him with him. And that his companionship and friendship goes with me wherever I go. And I don't just have to live that sense of he's here with me now this morning, but not out there when I live my life. So I would say that to you as you go about your life next week, whether you're looking after baby Niall, whether you're going to work, whether you're with your families, whether you're facing any challenges that you do, that Jesus is in that boat with you, that he wants you to live an abundant life, and that his gift of salvation is a free gift. All you have to do is embrace it and receive it and be thankful. Amen.